Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A complicated man, a tragic and untimely death at age 69, and the loss of a voice, probably one of the more important voices in foreign policy in the Obama administration, Richard Holbrooke.
The voice of reason.
Indeed. Yeah. Richard Holbrooke dead at age 69 and succumbing to the complications from the discovery of a torn aorta. He died at George Washington University Hospital. Yesterday it was announced, that hospital in Washington, D.C. Joining us now to talk about Richard Holbrooke in action, the complicated personality that he represented both politically and personally, and just exactly what is the way forward for policy in Afghanistan and South Asia in the Obama administration and the future of diplomacy in general. Steve Clemens joins us, founder of the American Strategy Program at the New American Foundation, a personal friend of Richard Holbrooke's. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And Chris Hedges also joins us, former Balkan Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, author. Chris Hedges, of course, has seen Richard Holbrooke in action for many years during his years in the Balkans. Chris Hedges, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Steve, to begin with, I say complicated man. This was an individual who was used to fighting the big battles in Washington and, in some sense, carried himself creditably as the smartest person in any room he was ever in. It was great for U.S. foreign policy, sometimes not so great for him. How do you remember Steve Clemens? Or how do you remember Richard Holbrooke, Steve?
Well, I remember Richard as someone who was so tenaciously committed to getting to the results he wanted that he was willing to try many more means and methods than many of his competitors. And I think he was, in the foreign policy field, probably the most successful and most effective guy at getting to success. And you know, that success is defined in different ways, and I think Afghanistan is going to be a bit mixed with him. But it's so interesting that when you heard all the, you know, as you said, the fights over policy are often, you know, among players in Washington and not just in the field. But it was interesting that he outlasted McChrystal, outlasted Jim Jones. And while many people are considering him or calling him the bulldozer, I look at him as more of a chameleon, someone who is able to be incredibly soft, incredibly diplomatic and cautious, or to be incredibly hard-driving, depending on what the goal required. So it's very hard to create a bumper sticker.
Indeed.
That's accurate about Richard Holbrooke.
Personal friend of Richard Holbrooke, Steve Clemens, speaking to us. He's the founder of the American Strategy Program at the New America Foundation. Chris Hedges, you know, it occurred to me in reacting to the news yesterday as it came in the afternoon that, you know, there are a lot of people in the U.S. government that know how to start wars or who have experience starting wars, particularly over the last 30 years or so. Richard Holbrooke had the experience of ending one in the Balkans, and you saw it unfold. Your impressions this morning?
I thought in the Balkans he did a remarkable job. And Martin Luther used to say, our greatest sin is our greatest strength. That was certainly true of Holbrooke. He was perfectly fitted to the Balkans. Volcanic temper, outsized ego. He was physically imposing. He was very clever at sort of the bluster and manipulation that is part of sort of oftentimes Balkan mentality. And I think we have to say that there was a kind of driving force after Ambassador Robert Fraser was killed. His vehicle went off the side of Mount Igman in August of 1995.
Sure.
That was along with Joseph Kruzel and Colonel Sam Nelson Drew. And that marked Holbrooke markedly. And he was really driven at that point, I think, in many ways by Fraser's death to make sure that war came to an end. But he lied, manipulated, pushed the truth. All of those things were done in order to get everyone to sign at Dayton.
Chris Hedges, and to a certain extent you, Steve, he's an old-style diplomat. Chris Hedges, Richard Holbrooke loved to make the dirty deal, to talk with the enemy. He didn't have this more contemporary holier-than-thou attitude about we don't talk to these people because they don't morally represent our similar kinds of values. He was all for the dirty deal, Richard Holbrooke was. Chris?
Well, he also liked Milosevic on a personal level. He used to say when they were in Dayton and you went into the cafeteria and there was Izetbegovic in one corner and Tuchman in another, everybody would go to Milosevic, who was a gangster. I think that you're exactly right, that kind of bravado and sort of seamy side of those figures in some ways appeal to Holbrook.
Steve Clemens, do you think that this idea of speaking with your enemies and really sort of relishing the talking with, even folks like Al-Qaeda was something that only Holbrook is capable of doing? And I wonder where that expertise exists in the Obama administration right now.
I think it's hard. I think that willingness to talk with rivals is reflected in some people in the administration. I think that people like Bill Burns, who's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, is very much like that. Doesn't have Richard's same level of tenaciousness, but certainly has the mindset. I think that what I wrote a piece once on Richard, where I called him, why I said Obama needed him was that he was, the amoral man. And what I meant is that he was neither moral nor immoral. He didn't get lost in these distinctions. What he was very progressively focused on achieving some outcome that he thought was in the national interest or good for America or good for democracy or humanitarian causes. And what I really found, and I would tell Richard this because his wife, Kati, who's on the board of the New America Foundation, called me and said, "What do you mean by that?" And I explained to her that I said, my problem with many in the humanitarian arena, the global justice arena, which I think is where Richard belongs, is that they tend not to think about how do you get to success? How do you weigh off one initiative off another? And Richard was an unbelievably focused and capable strategist, even within the administration. I mean, this guy had about 17 different agencies that he pulled people from and would work together. He hosted and ran a weekly shura in the U.S. government to get our dysfunctional bureaucracy to talk to each other across the critical agencies. And while, this didn't necessarily assure, success on the ground in Afghanistan, which is such a toxic place, Richard changed the way government was operating to deal with this. And I think, that's part of the story on him that I think is so important that people need to hear more about.
Certainly part of the legacy. Afghanistan, though, as you say, a work in progress, an uncertain legacy for Richard Holbrook. Steve Clemens, founder of the American Strategy Program at the New America Foundation. Chris Hedges, author, former Balkan Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, remembering Richard Holbrook, who died at age 69 yesterday. Thanks, guys.